This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Hart County farmer says he always knew he'd be back on the farm near Mumfordsville. Mitchell Loxton says their farm is now a beef cattle operation.
We run about 200 brood cows, Angus-based cows, and a few purebred cows that we breed a few of our own using AI and to kind of produce some bulls that we use ourselves, and we sell a few.
Loxton says he also raised sweet corn to sell in the community.
I have four daughters and my wife. We have a sweet corn deal. We sell about 3 acres of sweet corn here off the farm. We're not far from Mufferville, and the girls work at a few farmers markets with it.
He adds the farm dates back to a 30-acre plot that was first purchased by his grandfather.
I started farming when I got out of college in '93, and fortunate enough to buy some farms that was close. So, like I said, tobacco was a big thing. You know, most of those years had dairy cattle and beef cattle.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Compromise is nice if you're at the playground or scouring yard sales. But farmers know better that middle grounds have no winner. That's why there's Revitec fungicide, fast-acting and long-lasting, preventative and curative, disease control and stress reduction. So leave the settling to little Tommy at the seesaw, an old bargain bill, and take your full prize in yields with Revitec fungicide for uncompromised performance. Always read and follow label directions.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Hart County farmer Mitchell Loxton says managing the cost of inputs continues to be tough.
Lately, you know, it's with the price of everything from fuel to fertilizer and equipment, replacing equipment or just equipment maintenance. You know, it's a big issue.
He says working with his family farm is something he enjoys every day.
Family history and being able to learn and to be able to work with that. And my father's 83 today, and he's here every day.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.